Hello and welcome to Modesto, California here at John Thurman Field for game 2 of 6 between the visiting your Fresno Grizzlies and the hometown Modesto Nuts. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice, and I'm glad you could join us for Wednesday Night Baseball here at John Thurman Field. A pair of California League Northern Division foes are getting set for another matchup, the 8th overall this season and the 2nd of this series. The Grizzlies, the single-A affiliate of the Colorado Rockies, coming in with a record of 34-30, winners of 11 of their last 15, but last night dropping the opener to the Modesto Nuts, who are the single-A affiliate of the Seattle Mariners. Modesto, like Fresno, at 34-30 as well. The Nuts winning last night 7-2. They scored 2 runs in the 3rd, 2 runs in the 4th, another 3 in the 8th inning. Fresno just had 6 hits, 2 from Parker Kelly, 2 from Ryan Ritter. Bryant Bencourt added 2 walks, and Carlos Torres, 2 scoreless innings as well of relief. But the Grizzlies falling in that game, just their 4th loss over their past 15 overall, and they look to get back on the right track this evening at beautiful John Thurman Field as left-hander Albert Pacheco gets the ball for Fresno. A 1-1 record, a 7.45 ERA. Pacheco makes his 3rd start of the 2023 season after joining the Grizzlies just a couple weeks ago, while Modesto goes to the hard-throwing right-hander Marcelo Perez, who comes with a record of 1-0, a 2.65 ERA. Marcelo Perez, a TCU product, he has had a great start to his young Modesto campaign as these two young left-hander and a right-hander battle it out here in John Thurman Field. So it should be a great night at the ballpark as these teams get set for game 2 of 6 of a great series between two California League Northern Division foes. As we said, both teams at 34-30, they both sit tied for 2nd place in the California League Northern Division standings, 5 games back of the San Jose Giants. The first half is about over, though. It ends tomorrow, and the second half starts Friday night here in Modesto. So these two teams looking to end the first half on the right note. Prior to tonight's game, though, I sat down with Ben Hensley, who is one of our field time coordinators in Fresno. And Ben and I talked all about the time clock this evening. We talked about the different rules that he has seen, how different it looks when games are not 3 hours and 30 minutes anymore. And Ben talked a little bit about his discussions about weird plays with the umpires. Our pregame guest is Ben Hensley. When we come back, we'll have that interview with Ben. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancey Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Interview with Ben Hensley in 3, 2, 1. Bring in one of our field time coordinators, Ben Hensley. Thanks for joining us.
Absolutely.
So can you tell us exactly what the pitch clock is?
Well, you know, the pitch clock is basically a way to, you know, speed up the game. And, you know, in a sense, you know, make it more of a pure feeling game as opposed to, you know, what we used to see in the past, you know, pitchers holding onto the ball for 20, 30 seconds, disengaging. And, you know, what really I've seen the pitch clock do is it's not only shortened the time of the games, but it's also increased a little bit of the contrary to what you've been seeing, it's increased a little bit of the fan interaction because you can't really take your eyes off the action anymore.
Right. And so when it comes down to it, what are some big changes that you've seen over the years that fans may not recognize?
You know, some of the big changes that I've seen over the years really, when it comes to, you know, for instance, pickoff plays, you know, they're limited now. Pitch clock, you know, you have a limited amount of time to get the ball to the plate, limited amount of time in between batters. And so what I've kind of seen it do is I've seen it create a little bit more in a way, a little bit more strategy to the game. Pitchers hold on to the ball until 8 seconds, 7 seconds. Sometimes you see them hold on to it till one. And when I'm operating the pitch clock, I'm sitting here going, am I going to get a violation? Maybe I'll get one here, but no. Bottom line is, if they're able to get everything off in time, it creates a little bit more strategy than a lot of people give it credit for.
Something that I always talk about with people is, back in the day when we didn't have the pitch clock, 3-4 hour games was the norm. Mm. Now, three, four hour games is not the norm. How crazy is that?
It's something you don't expect to see. With baseball the way that it used to be compared to what it is now, it's nice being able to make those dinner reservations.
And I think that's something that people always kind of have a talk about too, where these players are going nonstop. So it allows them to go home a little bit earlier, get some rest, which is always important for mental, physical health as well too when it comes to it. But, for you, how does someone get involved with being a field time coordinator?
Well, field time coordinator, we do it through the league. So it's basically we're trained through the league. We're given direction through the league from Major League Baseball and from Minor League Baseball. They kind of coordinate things throughout the season, tell us what needs to be improved and what needs to be changed. And, really just kind of, it's not so much going on the fly, but it does evolve throughout the year since it's a long season.
And a lot of things that happen too is the communication with umpires. So do you get a chance to talk to umpires?
We do. We don't every inning. In fact, it's kind of a rare thing, but we do have communication between the time clock and the umpires on the field. And it's really good when there is something confusing that happens. I remember a couple of weeks ago, there was an umpire's interference call and nobody knew what it was. We're kind of sitting there going, was it on the catcher? Was it on the pitcher? On the runner? Who got it? And so I radio down and they say, yeah, that was umpire's interference. And it clears things up actually in the moment as well.
And, you're a big baseball fan. I'm a big baseball fan. But there's a lot of things that we're still learning and there's things that we may not know about when it comes to stuff like that umpire's interference.
Exactly.
So then do you talk to the umpires pre and post game to kind of get an idea of how to improve yourself too?
There's generally a pre and post game meeting, where we'll drop off the walkie-talkie and communicate a little bit about, what could be improved on, what they noticed, in the previous game and, games in the past. And it's really a good way to keep us, we're keeping it controlled on our level and then also being supervised and directed by Minor League Baseball.
And so for you, what do you think is the hardest part about the time clock? Because, of course, it's moving, so that means you're moving too.
I'd say the hardest part of the time clock is, not being able to take your eyes off the action for a second because, it's very important to get that disengagement to get the time clock as soon as, pitcher starts their delivery, hit that 30 seconds as soon as the out is recorded and it's, finalized. So, really the most challenging part, in a way, is what the fans need to do more of, and it's me watching the game constantly and not being able to take my eyes off for a second.
And that's something that's a lot of fun too. And in between innings, it's quick as well, so the entertainment's a little bit quicker. I know concessions have been talked about. What are your thoughts on that?
My thoughts on the entertainment, it's kept everything under a lot more of a scripted and controlled sense. I remember back before time clocks, you'd see between innings events, they'd go on for 2, 3, 4 minutes, and we'd almost see people standing around going, are we going to play this game or what?
Right.
So it's kept everything a little bit more confined. It's like putting a speed limit on the road.
Yeah, absolutely. And then concessions as well, too. I know people talk about beer sales. 7th inning or later, I know a lot of teams like the Phillies have changed their time when it comes to that. So what's your thoughts on, stuff like that?
My thoughts on that, if you ask me, I think we're going to see a lot more in-stand concessions now. Which, benefits everybody because if you do want to stand up, head to the, top, go to the, concourse and pick yourself up a beer, beer and a hot dog, you're good. But also at the same time, I think it's going to shorten the lines a little bit and you're going to have access right there in the seats, hopefully, in the future.
And we've seen a lot of changes. Do you expect any more changes to the time clock now that it's reached the big leagues?
I don't expect as many changes as we saw in the last couple of years. Now that it's at the big league level and they have the times kind of solidified, I have a feeling that we're not going to see changes. But if we do, I'm sure that, we're going to be testing them out at the minor league level before they actually go into the pro level, similar to the bigger bases and the time clock itself where we tested it, for several years before it was implemented at the top.
Well, Ben, I appreciate the time for this. The time clock, something that's really big in baseball right now. Thanks again.
And welcome back to Modesto, California here at John Thurman Field as we get set for Wednesday night baseball game 2 of 6 between your Fresno Grizzlies and the hometown Modesto Nuts. Game 2, Fresno looking to get back on the right track, still winners of 11 of their last 15. And we thank Ben for joining us on the pregame show to discuss the time clock and all what it entails. We could have gone on for hours to talk about the time clock and all of what it does for minor and now Major League Baseball.
And we'll talk about the time clock again tonight. The Modesto Nuts getting ready to take the field as we'll have the lineups, national anthem, and first pitch just around the corner. The Modesto Nuts taking the field as we speak. So we'll go have the national anthem, then we'll give you the starting lineups, and then first pitch. We'll be right back.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. No, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Stone, this is my music. Stone's the trumpet one.
The playing of the national anthem here at John Thurman Field. Welcome back to Modesto, California for Wednesday night baseball between the Grizzlies and the Nuts. It's now time for tonight's starting lineups. First, we'll start with your Fresno Grizzlies, coming with a record of 34-30, tied for second place with these Modesto Nuts in the California League Northern Division standings. Under first-year manager Steve Solis, here's his starting lineup. Leading off in the DH, number 4, Ryan Ritter. Batting second, the shortstop, number 23, Andy Perez. Batting third, the second baseman, number 4, Jamari Baylor. Batting fourth, the third baseman, number 5, Skylar Messenger. Messenger has had an insane month of June. Batting fifth will be the catcher, number 3, Brian Betancourt. Betancourt has drawn 5 walks over his past 2 games. Batting 6th will be the center fielder, number 1, Jesus Bugarin. Batting 7th, the first baseman, number 15, Parker Kelly. Kelly, 2 hits, including a double last night. Batting 8th will be the right fielder, the former Bulldog, number 28, E.J. Andrews Jr. And batting 9th, the first time we've seen him in the starting lineup, the left fielder, number 25, Daniel Amorel, who will play left field, his first start with the Grizzlies, just joined Fresno yesterday. And on the bump for the Fresno Grizzlies, left-hander, number 17, Albert Pacheco, a 1-1 record, a 7.45 ERA. So once again, for Steve Solis and the Grizzlies will be Ritter, Andy Perez, Baylor, Messenger, Betancourt, Bugarin, Kelly, Andrews Jr., Amaral, and Pacheco on the bump. Marcelo Perez will take on these Grizzlies. The right-hander makes a start for Modesto. This is his 6th start this season. A 1-0 record, a 2.65 ERA. As the right-hander will battle Ryan Ritter to lead things off. We'll give you Modesto's lineup in just a second. A beautiful night for baseball here at John Thurman Field. The Grizzlies in the red, Modesto in the white. Here comes the first pitch from Marcelo Perez. He deals and it's outside, and the count at 1-0, and we are underway here at John Thurman Field. 7:04 p.m. first pitch. As here comes the 1-0 to Ryan Ritter. And Ritter fouls it off, and the count at 1-1. 82 degrees. Clear skies, 11-mile-per-hour winds out to left field. Calling the balls and strikes behind the plate is Evan Anderson. Spencer Kim is on the bases for umpire crew. As here comes the 1-1 to Ryan Ritter. Ritter sits and it's inside and the count at 2-2 from Marcelo Perez. Defensively for the Nuts from left to right field. Colin Davis is in left. Miguel Perez is in center. And Gabriel Gonzalez in right. Here comes the 3-1 and it's fouled off by Ritter. It's 2-1 now. It's 2-2. On the diamond, it'll be Edrin Rodriguez over at third. Cole Young at short. Michael Arroyo at second. Melkar Perez at first. Here comes the offering to Ritter, and it's inside. He did not go around. The count now full. 3-2. Behind the dish for Modesto is Freudy Batista. And on the bump is Marcelo Perez. So we have 3 Perez's for Modesto in their lineup. Fresno has 1. There are 6 overall Perez's on these teams combined. Here comes the 3-2. And Ritter looks at a pitch low, 4, a leadoff walk. So Ritter draws the walk. Marcelo Perez, that is his only 4th walk over 17 innings this season. But Ryan Ritter, one of the most dangerous hitters in the California League, you rather have that happen than the power we've seen from Ritter this year. As here comes Andy Perez now to the dish. Here comes the first pitch, and it's outside. The count of 1-0 to Andy Perez, so a battle of Perez is here. Andy Perez, the shortstop, batting .233. 1 homer, 25 RBI. Ritter leads from first. Here comes the pitch to Perez and a ground ball, and it goes foul. The count now at 1-1, just underway here at John Thurman Field. Glad you could join us. A beautiful night for baseball. 82 degrees at first pitch. 1-1 to Andy Perez as Ritter leads from first. Here comes the pitch, and Perez fouls it off. Another pitch on the inside part of the plate. The count now at 1-2. Good spot right there from Marcelo Perez as he looks for the punch out. Andy Perez, only 19 years old. The youngest player on this Grizzlies roster. Here comes the 1-2 to Perez. And time called by the umpire before the pitch. It was a time clock violation. The count now at 2-2. So there we go. We talked about the time clock in the pregame. And we have a pitch clock violation in the first inning. So that's 1 so far. I actually had one of my friends text me, say, how many times will this happen now that you've talked about the time clock in the pregame? Here comes the next pitch to Perez, and he pops it up. This looks to be playable initially, and it goes foul. Bounces off the railing of the Grizzlies dugout and out of play. The count remains at 2-2. As Ryan Ritter continues to lead off of first base. So 2-2 to Andy Perez from Marcelo Perez. Nice job from the Grizzlies hitters working counts early. Perez already up to 10 pitches. And now a check on Ritter, and the ball gets away from the first baseman, but Steve Solis, the Grizzlies manager and first base coach, telling Ritter to stay put as Ritter was trying to get back into the base. Ritter was going on his secondary lead when that ball was thrown over. Yes, here comes the 2-2. And a ground ball up the middle. It's going to be a slow roll. It's going to be a tough play. And it's made by Arroyo. It bounced over Marcelo Perez. And Arroyo hustling in makes the play from the second base position. Ritter up to second base. It goes 4-3 on the put out. And here comes Jamari Baylor. So Perez retired the Grizzlies last night. Bounced into 3 double plays. They've done that twice over the past week. And initially, if that ball was hit harder, that could have been another double play. Now a runner at second with 1 out for Baylor as he takes a pitch outside and the count at 1-0. As Modesto trying to keep this at 0-0, but Jamari Baylor, other plans. He's got 3 homers, 13 RBI on the year. Here comes the 1-0, and Baylor takes a strike on the inside part of the plate. The count at 1-1. Baylor, in his first week with the Grizzlies, was named California League Player of the Week. Baylor hit just under 600 in the series against Lake Elsinore. As here comes the 1-1, and it's a line drive base hit to right field. That will get down. Ritter is held at first base, or at third base. Jamari Baylor a single. First hit of the game for the Grizzlies. So Ritter to third. And now runners at the corners with one out for Skylar Messenger. And Messenger has had an outstanding June, batting over 300 in the month of June. Skylar Messenger's last at-bat was a two-run walk-off homer on Sunday at Chancy Park. He's got five homers now and an opportunity for an RBI here. Here's the pitch, and that is low, and the count at 1-0 and no strikes to Skylar Messenger from Brian Perez. Yes, here comes the 1-0, and Messenger takes a strike, and the count now at 1-1. So Skylar Messenger in the month of June, batting .396 over 14 games. Here comes the 1-1 as Baylor takes his lead from first. A check swing, did he go? He did not. The count at 2-0 and a strike. Baylor was taking a good lead over at first. 2-1. Runners at the corners here for Messenger. Baylor dances at first. The pitch, it's called a strike on the inside part of the plate. And the count now at 2-2. Skylar Messenger has not swung the bat yet against Marcelo Perez. One out in the inning, runners at first and third for Fresno, looking to take an early lead, a check on Baylor. He's back safely standing up. Count at 2-2. Baylor has already been picked off in this series. As Marcelo Perez looks in. And here comes the 2-2. Baylor leads again. The pitch, outside, 3, a very close spot right there. Perez doesn't get the call. So the count now full, 3-2. Ritter the runner at third. Baylor the runner at first. One out here in the top of the first. Fresno looking to take an early lead. Here comes the 3-2 to Messenger. There goes Baylor. That ball is lifted out of play. So Baylor was taken off on the pitch. So now the count remains full. 3-2. Messenger in this span has recorded 13 RBI. 9 runs, 6 walks, 3 stolen bases without being caught. The count is at 3-2. And again, checking on Baylor. It was close. Baylor was caught leaning, and he got back to the base in time. That's what happened to Baylor yesterday. So now 3-2. Again, runners still at the corners. Yes, here comes the 3-2. And Messenger fouls it to the screen. Baylor once again was going. He had a great initial secondary lead right there at first. So the count still remains at 3-2. The Grizzlies and the Nuts. Game 2 of this 6-game series. 3-2. Here we go once again. And Messenger fouls it off. A great battle, and these Grizzlies hitters seen a lot of pitches early against Marcelo Perez. Messenger's at bat 8 pitches so far. Perez is up to 22 pitches here in this first inning. Only one out recorded so far. Here comes the 3-2. Messenger, fly ball to center. On the horse is the center fielder. He won't get it. It bounces off the wall. Extra bases for Skylar Messenger. He's looking for 3. Here's the throw. It's late. Skylar Messenger, the triple. Two runs come in to score, and the Grizzlies have an early lead. Skylar Messenger with the triple. Baylor scores, Ritter scores, and it's 2-0 Fresno. So Skylar Messenger with a triple to center field. The center fielder in Perez was playing a little bit in. He was ranging back, and there was no way he was going to get a hold of that one. And Messenger, a 9-pitch at bat, he wins it over Marcelo Perez. And not only that, he gives the Grizzlies an early lead. As we said, Skylar Messenger has been on fire in the month of June. And scores Ritter, who walked, Baylor, who singled, and the triple by Messenger. And it's 2-0 Fresno. One out in the inning, and here's Bryant Betancourt. So now the infield playing halfway from their positions on the diamond. As here comes the first pitch to Bryant Betancourt. And it's inside, the count at 1-0. Messenger's second triple of the season, his first in the month of June, continues to pound the baseball this month. Here comes the 1-0. And that's a fly ball out to center field. Again, Perez playing in. He makes the catch this time up against the wall. It's a sack fly for Betancourt. It scores Messenger, and it's 3-0 Fresno. Bryant Betancourt, the sacrifice fly. Great play from Miguel Perez, who was on his horse to get out there. But that scores Messenger easily. And just like that, 3-0 Grizzlies here in the top of the first. As Bouguereau now to the plate. With two outs, no one on. And here comes the pitch. And Bouguereau, a big hack, comes up empty. The count at 0-1. So Betancourt, the RBI there. That is Betancourt's 22nd of the year. Messenger's two RBIs. He's got 33 now. Here comes the 0-1, and Bouguereau fouls it off, and the count at 0-2. To Jesus Bouguereau, who takes his time right here. So no balls, two strikes. And the Grizzlies already up 3-0, already more runs than they scored all game yesterday. Here comes the 0-2 from Perez. And Bouguereau, ground ball, tough play. The shortstop, Cole Young, spins, throws, in time for the out. What a play on the ball, hit up the middle. Bouguereau off the bat. A nice swing right there, but Cole Young defensively makes the play. But the Grizzlies score three runs, a two RBI triple from Skylar Messenger, and a sack fly from Bryant Betancourt. We head to the bottom of the first. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. No, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
The biggest Fresno Grizzlies game of the year is right around the corner. Don't miss the 4th of July at Chuck Chansey Park, presented by Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino and ABC 30. Celebrate with food trucks, baseball, tons of excitement, and, of course, the Independence Day fireworks extravaganza. Tickets are on sale now, but this event will sell out. Come enjoy the largest fireworks show in the valley while cheering on our Fresno Grizzlies. There is truly nothing like the 4th of July in downtown Fresno. Grab your seats at FresnoGrizzlies.com today.
Welcome back to Modesto, California, here at John Thurman Field. Bottom of the first inning, 3-0. The Grizzlies lead the Nuts. Albert Pacheco gets the ball for Fresno as he will take on this Modesto lineup under first-year manager Zach Vinci. Here's Modesto's lineup at 34-30. Leading off the second baseman, number 14, Michael Arroyo. Batting second, the shortstop, number 21, Cole Young. Batting third, the left fielder, number 8, Colin Davis. Batting fourth, the right fielder, number 4, Gabriel Gonzalez. As here comes the first pitch from Pacheco, and it's a called strike to Michael Arroyo from the left-hander Pacheco. Batting fifth will be the catcher, number 48, Freudy Batista. Here comes the 0-1 from Pacheco. It's in the dirt, the count at 1-1. Batting sixth will be the first baseman, number 5, Milcar Perez. Batting seventh will be the center fielder, number 3, Miguel Perez, as the 1-1's in there for a strike. The count at 1-2. Batting eighth will be the DH, number 35, Justin Levy. And batting ninth, the third baseman, number 15, Edrin Rodriguez, as that pitch is outside and low. The count now at 2 balls and 2 strikes. And the pitcher, of course, is Marcelo Perez, as you heard in the top of the first. 2-2 to Arroyo is fouled off, and we'll do it again with the same count. So again, for Modesto, will be Arroyo, Young, Davis, Gonzalez, Batista, Milcar Perez, Miguel Perez, Levy, Rodriguez, as that is called strike 3, and just like that, 1 batter, 1 out, 1 strikeout for Pacheco. Arroyo caught looking on the pitch there from the lefty, and here comes Cole Young. So Modesto again, Arroyo, Young, Davis, Gonzalez, Batista, Milcar Perez, Miguel Perez, Levy, Rodriguez, and on the bump is Marcelo Perez. As the first pitch to Cole Young is inside, the count at 1 ball and no strikes. Here comes the next pitch from Pacheco, and that is fouled off, and the count at 1-1. As we said, the Grizzlies, they're in their gray pants, their red unis. They have the black caps with the red bill, the Growlifornia Bear flag on top of that black cap. As the 1-1 is outside, the count at 2 balls and a strike. Modesto, they're in their white uniforms, black cap, black bill, the Nuts logo on top of that black cap. Here's the 2-1, and it is outside and a little bit low, and the count now at 3 balls and a strike. Both these teams have their mascots on the front, the Grizzlies and the Nuts, as that is lined out to right center field. The right fielder, Andrews Jr., coming over and makes the play. Andrews Jr. went a long way. He had the glove lunged out there, and he made the catch for the second out. So just like that, 2 outs now, as here comes Colin Davis. So Andrews Jr. makes a play. Now here's Colin Davis. Davis last night, 3-for-4, led all hitters in hits last night. As here comes the first pitch to him, and he flies it out into shallow right field in foul territory. Now is the first baseman, Parker Kelly, and he is there. A 1-2-3 inning for Albert Pacheco. We had the top of the second, 3-0 Grizzlies. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FreserGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MLB TV.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Welcome back to Modesto, California, here at John Thurman Field. Top of the second inning, 3-0 Fresno leads Modesto, as Parker Kelly will leave things off against Marcelo Perez. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Play and earn, drawing tickets daily. Drawings every Thursday and Friday, where you can win a share of $45,000 every week for a chance at $1 million. Chuck Chancy Gold is live entertainment inside Firehouse Lounge every Saturday evening. You must be 21. Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino, play with the best. Here on the top of the second, we thank Trachancy Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. First pitch to Parker Kelly. It's outside as he looked to bunt there. The count of one ball and no strikes. By the way, we're on an inverted cycle watch here for Skylar Messenger. As here comes the 1-0 from Perez. And Kelly swinging a miss, the count at 1-1. Messenger had hit that walk-off homer on Sunday. And then the triple in that first inning for him. So now a double and a single is what Messenger will need. As here comes the 1-1 to Parker Kelly. It is a called strike. The count of 1-2. Kelly takes his time right here at the dish. Parker Kelly batting .241 at two hits in last night's contest. The first game, he was the leadoff hitter for Fresno. Steve Solis trying different options in that leadoff spot. As here comes the 1-2 to Parker Kelly. And it's outside. The count at 2-2. And a lot of the guys who have hit first for Steve Solis this year have hit very well. We've seen Robbie Martin have success. Now he's up in high A Spokane. Ryan Ritter, for instance, tonight. As here comes the 2-2. And Kelly swing and a miss. A ball down in the zone. He's out on strikes. First out of the inning. First strikeout for Perez. As here comes E.J. Andrews Jr. So Parker Kelly strikes out. And as we said, yeah, the leadoff guys, E.J. Andrews Jr. has been in that leadoff spot. Batting .233 with 7 homers, 28 RBI. As here's the pitch, and it is a called strike, and the count at 0-1 to Andrews Jr. Second year with Fresno, Andrews Jr. has become a leader for this team. As here comes the 0-1, and that is a called strike on the inside part of the plate, and the count now at 0-2. As Andrews Jr. now back in the box. Marcelo Perez's control, I think, has found its zone. Here comes the 0-2 from Perez. And a fly ball out to center field. Perez is racing back. He runs out of room. See you later. Andrews Jr., the solo shot, his 8th of the season. And it's 4-0 Grizzlies. Andrews Jr. to dead center. On the 0-2 pitch, and just like that, the Grizzlies have a 4-0 lead. Andrews Jr., as we said, 7 homers, now his 8th. He continues to hit the baseball well this year, as here comes Daniel Amorel for the first time in a Grizzlies uniform. And that is how you start the second inning for Fresno, now leading 4-0. Here's the pitch, and it's a strike two. Amaral, A-M-A-R-A-L. Daniel, the first name. And here comes the next pitch to Amaral from Marcelo Perez, and he fouls it off. The count at 0-2. It's the home run from E.J. Andrews Jr. The Grizzlies continue to hit here early, 4-0. They only have 3 hits and a double away from the cycle in terms of hits. Here comes the 0-2. And it is low in the count now. 1-2 to Amroll. Or his number 25 on the back of his red jersey. A former Pittsburgh Pirate farmhand. Here comes the 1-2. And that ball is lifted and out of play. And the count now at 1-2. Amroll is 26 years old, now the oldest player on this Grizzlies roster. Not only has he been in the league for a little bit, his brother is also a former minor league player, and his dad, a former Mariners farmhand. As here comes the 1-2, and it's outside, the count at 2-2. Last year, he played in the Independent League and signed with the Rockies in April of this year. So 2-2 to the 26-year-old. Here comes the pitch, and it swung on and missed. Good slider from Perez. Amroll out on strikes. second strikeout of the inning. And here comes Ryan Ritter. Ritter walked and scored back in the first. As Fresno leads 4-0 here in the top of the second inning. As Ritter looks in once again to Marcelo Perez. Here comes the pitch, and it's swung on and fouled off in the count at 0-1. Ryan Ritter sits among the top three of the California League hitting leaderboard in six categories. Ritter ranks first in total bases at 119, tied for first in homers with 14. Here comes the 0-1 from Perez. Ritter swing and a miss, the count at 0-2. He is second in extra base hits with 29, second with 48 RBI, third in slugging percentage at 564, and third in OPS at 942. All over the California League hitting leaderboard. No balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch, and it's in the dirt, the count at 1-2. And Ritter, coming into this season, was known for his defense. That's why the Rockies drafted him in the fourth round in 2022 out of the University of Kentucky. Ritter has gone on to be one of the best hitters in the league. As here comes the 1-2, and Ritter, line drive to center field, a base hit. He continues to hit the baseball as well. And the Grizzlies now have another runner on. That is their fourth hit of the game. As here comes Andy Perez with two outs and a runner at first. Ritter just stayed back and drove that ball to center field. He roped that pitch off the bat. So now here's Andy Perez. As here comes the first pitch from Marcelo, and Andy, a little ground ball to the first baseman, and no one's there at first, and he is out apparently. Oh, Perez tagged the base in time, and Andy couldn't get there, and that ends in a good hustle from Andy Perez. And the Grizzlies, though, add another run on the solo shot from E.J. Andrews Jr. We have the bottom of the second. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Welcome back to Modesto, California, here at John Thurman Field. Bottom of the second inning, 4-0. The Grizzlies lead the Nuts, as Gabriel Gonzalez will leave things off against left-hander Alberto Pacheco. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. Here comes the 0-1, a ground ball to the right side, a base hit for Gonzalez. In a right field pass, the second baseman in Baylor. And Gonzalez has the first hit of the game for Modesto. As here comes catcher Freddy Bautista. We're here in the bottom of the second inning. We'd like to thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, and a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. So now here's Bautista with a runner at first and no outs. Bautista the night off yesterday. batting 325. First pitch to him is inside. The count at one ball and no strikes from Albert Pacheco. A 1-1 record is 7.45 ERA for Pacheco. Here comes the pitch. And a little blooper in a shallow center field, and it will get down. Gonzalez heading to three. Here's the throw. It is late, and Gonzalez is there. A bloop single to center field. Gonzalez hustles to third, Batista to first, and just like that, the Nuts are in business. So runners at first and third, no outs for Milcar Perez. As now Perez can give the Nuts their first run of the game, or maybe more. The Grizzlies lead 4-0 in this one. Here comes the pitch. And it's a fastball that glistens on the inside part of the plate. The count at 0-1. From Albert Pacheco, his third start with Fresno this season. Pacheco got the loss against Lake Elsinore and the win against Inland Empire. Both at home. Here comes the 0-1, and that is a strike. And the count at 0-2. Good spot there from Pacheco. Build a house right there. Live there. Pacheco's last outing on June 14th versus Inland Empire. He got the win after six innings of work. Here comes the 0-2, and it swung on and missed. An elevated fastball, and Pacheco gets Milcar Perez on strikes. First out of the inning, a big one as well. Second strikeout for Pacheco. And here comes Miguel Perez, the center fielder. Again, runners at first and third. Pacheco, six innings of work, allowed three runs, all earned, on seven hits and one walk. He struck out six against the 66ers. And again, that was a week ago at Chukchansey Park. As the first pitch to Miguel Perez is high, the count at 1-0. Pacheco is 6'1", 176 pounds. The left-hander is 20 years old from Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic. Here comes the 1-0, and it swung on and missed down in the zone. And the count now at 1-1. Pacheco last year played with the ACO Rockies. He's in his fourth professional season after signing as an international undrafted free agent in 2019. A short-arm lefty who sits 92-96 and has an early developing changeup. Here's the 1-1. It swung on and missed. Good pitch there from Pacheco, challenging the bat of Perez. And the count quickly at 1-2. Pacheco's put up insane numbers over his two seasons of professional baseball. 92 innings, a 3.03 ERA. As the 1-2 is fouled to the backstop, we'll do it again. He's also only walked 24 batters and has struck out 108. Long-term could be a back-end starter or a long reliever. Assigned to the Grizzlies on June 7th. Here comes the 1-2. And it's swung on and missed. Perez goes down, and that is the second out. And when we say Perez went down, he actually fell in the batter's box for the second out of the inning. Third strikeout for Pacheco. Two outs now, and here's Justin Levy with runners at first and third. Pacheco signed at the age of 16, part of the 2019 international free agent signing class. As the first pitch is in front of Bryant Betancourt, the throw to first in time, and Pacheco works out of the jam. It was first and third with no outs. Pacheco strikes out a pair and gets a ground out back to his catcher. That ends the bomb the second. We head to the third. 4-0 Grizzlies. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FreslerGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Welcome back to Modesto, California, here at John Thurman Field. We're in the top of the third inning, 4-0. The Grizzlies lead the Nuts. Jamari Baylor will lead things off against Marcelo Perez, who's back out for another inning of work. As the Grizzlies trying to add on to their 4-0 lead. Jamari Baylor, 1-for-1, a single and a run back in the first inning. As he steps into the box against Marcelo Perez. Perez will come set around the belts. And here comes the offering. And Baylor sees a pitch high. The count at 1-0. Marcelo Perez already up to 46 pitches here in the third inning. Here comes the 1-0 from Perez. And Baylor fouls it off. The count at 1-1. Whether you're looking for temporary furnishings for an apartment or condo, or maybe you need to furnish your home, Express Furniture Rental is your rental furnishing solution. They have affordable rental packages which include housewares, electronics, and more. They're your one-stop shop. You can check them out online at efrental.com or call 800-933-3689 today. Express Furniture Rental, a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the third. Here comes the 1-2 to Jamari Baylor. And it is called strike three on the inside part of the plate. Baylor out on strikes. Third strikeout now for Perez. As here comes Skyler Messenger with a two RBI triple back in the first. He also came around to score on the Bryant Betancourt sack fly. Messenger continues to raise his average, now batting .278. Here comes the pitch, and it's outside, and the count at 1-0. Messenger, after a great first at bat, back in the box here, as here comes the 1-0. Here comes the pitch from Perez, and a fly ball out to right field. This is going to be playable, though, for the second for the right fielder in Gonzalez for the second out. And Messenger is retired, as here comes the catcher in Bryant Betancourt. So Messenger retired, and now here's Betancourt. Sack fly in the first inning, an RBI for him. But two outs here in the third. Here comes the pitch. And a fly ball out to left center field. Tough play, but the left fielder is Davis is there to end the inning. A 1-2-3 inning for Perez. As we head to the bottom of the third, you're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
The biggest Fresno Grizzlies game of the year is right around the corner. Don't miss the 4th of July at Chuck Chancy Park, presented by Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino and ABC 30. Celebrate with food trucks, baseball, tons of excitement, and, of course, the Independence Day fireworks extravaganza. Tickets are on sale now, but this event will sell out. Come enjoy the largest fireworks show in the valley while cheering on our Fresno Grizzlies. There's truly nothing like the 4th of July in downtown Fresno. Grab your seats at FresnoGrizzlies.com today.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Oh, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota, let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So help how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to Modesto, California, here at John Thurman Field. We're in the bottom of the third inning. 4-0 Fresno leads Modesto, as Edrin Rodriguez will lead things off against Albert Pacheco, who's back out for his third inning of work. Pacheco so far has allowed two base runners, both singles. So Edrin Rodriguez to the plate, batting 132. Here comes the first pitch, and it's flown high in the air. This will stay on the diamond. It's Parker Kelly, and he ranges in closer to the pitcher's mound for the out. As Rodriguez is retired, P3, as here comes Michael Arroyo. 0-for-1, he was caught looking back in the first inning. From Albert Pacheco, who we were talking about that he was part of the 2019 international free agent signing class. As that pitch is swung on and missed. In that class included infielder former Fresno Grizzly Adiel Amador, a future Fresno Grizzly and infielder Francisco Garcia. As that pitch is lifted foul, the count quickly at 0-1. And finally, Victor Juarez, the strong right-hander. Here comes the 0-2, actually, and that is fouled off. We'll do it again with the same count. But Victor Juarez, the young Mexican right-hander, it was from just outside Mexico City. As here comes the 0-2, and it is low. The count of 1-2. So Amador and Juarez, and now Pacheco following suit. A very good international class. Here comes the 1-2, and that is a fly ball. Out to right field, Andrews Jr. is still racing over, and he is there for the out. Initially, it didn't look like Andrews Jr. had a beat on it. He kept running, and then all of a sudden, he slowed down and was there for the out. So two away now, as here comes the shortstop in Cole Young. Cole Young flew out in his first at-bat. Here comes the pitch from Pacheco. It's outside. The count at 1-0. There is shade here on the majority of the infield diamond. And it's out in right field. A little bit of some specks in center. As that pitch is outside. The count at 2-0. Grizzlies left fielder Daniel Amaral is all alone in the sun out in left field. 2-0. Here comes the pitch from Pacheco. And a check swing goes foul. The count at 2-1. Pacheco showing a lot of black sock. Pant legs are all the way up to the knees. Here comes the 2-1. And that is a called strike. Good pitch on the inside part of the plate. The count at 2-2. Two balls, 2-2. Here comes the pitch to Young. And a ground ball softly hit. The third baseman Messenger, the quick throw over, and it's in time. Beating Young by an eyelash, and that ends the inning. Albert Pacheco has worked another great inning. We head to the top of the fourth, 4-0. The Grizzlies lead the Nuts. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, MILB TV.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Welcome back to Modesto, California, here at John Thurman Field. Top of the fourth inning, 4-0. Fresno leads Modesto as Jesus Bugarin will lead things off. As the right-hander in Marcelo Perez. Menko Abbott and Lou Pervone's apartment homes at the Dominion is raising the standards where people live, work, and play. Located at 1325 East Fox Hill Drive, Lou Pervone's is one of Fresno's most luxurious 1- and 2- bedroom apartments. Visit their website at leprovencepts.com and come discover the provincial lifestyle that is waiting for you. Menko Abbott and Lou Pervone's, a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the fourth. As Bugarin fouls off the first pitch, the count at no balls and one strike. Here comes the 0-1 to Bugarin from the right-hander in Marcelo Perez. And it's fouled off and the count at 0-2. Against Marcelo Perez, who is making his sixth start since joining Modesto. A 1-0 record, a 2.65 ERA coming to tonight's contest. Is continuing to build up his work after initially being drafted, suffered an injury. Now looks to be fully healthy as here comes the 0-2. And Bugarin, line drive, and it's off the second baseman, Cole Young's glove. Actually, it was Arroyo, the second baseman. Went off the glove of Arroyo, and Bugarin is on with the single. So Bugarin, the fifth hit for Fresno, as here comes Parker Kelly, who struck out in his first at-bat. Marcelo Perez is 5'10", 180 pounds. He is 23 years old from Laredo, Texas. Here comes the pitch from Perez, and Kelly swinging a miss. The count at 0-1. Perez went to TCU and was drafted by the Mariners in the 11th round in the 2022 MLB draft. Made his professional debut at home on May 23rd. So just a month now with Modesto. As that pitch is low and the count now at 1-1. He earned his first professional win after throwing 6 innings of one-hit ball, striking out 7 against Rancho Cucamonga on June 9th, which awarded him California League Pitcher of the Week. Here's the 1-1 to Kelly. It's a good pitch. The count of 1-2 looked like a slider there from Perez. It's a count now at 1-2. Perez, in 2022, pitched in 17 games, 9 first starts with the Horned Frogs. And a check now on Bugarin. He's back there safely. As the count remains at 1-2. In 61 1/3 innings, he went 6-3 with a 3.23 ERA, 52 strikeouts in that span. Here comes the 1-2. And Kelly checks wing. He went around. Yes, he did. And Kelly's out on strikes. Fourth strikeout now for Perez. One out in the inning. And here comes E.J. Andrews Jr., who homered back in the second. So one out, runner at first. Andrews Jr., a home run to center field, his 8th of the year. As here comes the pitch, and it is outside. The count at 1-0. Against Marcelo Perez. He was drafted in the 20th round by the Angels. In 2021 out of TCU, decided to stay with TCU, now joining the Mariners system. The 1-0 is in there for a strike. The count at 1-1. So this is a guy who's had a lot of success in his young career and another great price pitching prospect in the Mariners system. Yes, here comes the 1-1. And that is inside, but called a strike to throw to second. And he is safe. He is safe. Boo Green is in there. Apparently, the base umpire, Spencer Kim, said that Boo Green got underneath the tag. It's a stolen base. So a runner at second with one out. And it looked like that when the tag was applied, Boo Green had slid to the outside part of the plate, or of the bag, as here comes the 1-2, and it is fouled off. And so when the tag was initially applied, it looked like they had to swipe a little bit farther back, and Boo Green, who was in the outside part of the base, stayed on there, as the count remains at 1-2 to Andrews Jr. Here comes the 1-2, and that is fouled off, and they'll do it again at the same count. 1-2. It's the 8th stolen base for Boo Green this year. So now runner at second with one out as Fresno looks to add on to their 4-0 lead here in the top of the fourth. Here comes the 1-2, and that is swung on and missed. A devastating slider from Perez for the second out. 5 Ks now for Perez. And here comes Amroll. Amroll struck out swinging in his first at-bat. And that might be it for the young right-hander who has reached 65 pitches. And that will do it for the righty. They take him out. We'll have a new pitcher right after this. You'll listen to Grizzlies Baseball Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chachansi Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. No, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota, let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
The biggest Fresno Grizzlies game of the year is right around the corner. Don't miss the 4th of July at Chuck Chancy Park, presented by Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino and ABC 30. Celebrate with food trucks, baseball, tons of excitement, and, of course, the Independence Day fireworks extravaganza. Tickets are on sale now, but this event will sell out. Come enjoy the largest fireworks show in the valley while cheering on our Fresno Grizzlies. There's truly nothing like the 4th of July in downtown Fresno. Grab your seats at FresnoGrizzlies.com today.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's
Welcome back to Modesto, California, here at John Thurman Field. Still on the top of the fourth inning, as Brian Perez takes over for Marcelo Perez. Daniel Amroll at the plate, runner at second with two outs for the Grizzlies. They lead 4-0. Here in the top of the fourth, as the first pitch is a ball from the slider from Brian Perez, the count at 1-0. As here's Brian Perez, 22 years old, rocking the light blue glove. Here comes the 1-0, and that is swung on and missed. That was a devastating slider. The count at 1-1. Brian Perez is 6 feet, 170 pounds. Born on September 5th, 2000. Here comes the 1-1.
And that is high, and the count now at 2-1. Perez, 22 years old from Valencia, Venezuela, signed as an international free agent in 2016 by the Mariners. Here comes the 2-1, it's high. The count at 3-1 to Amroll now. The runner at second is Bugarin, two outs here in the fourth. The line is not done yet for Marcelo Perez, though, as he is responsible for the runner at second. Here's the 3-1, and Amroll, big cut, he comes up empty. And the count at 3-2. Amroll is second at bat with the Grizzlies. He struck out in his first at bat. Here comes the 3-2, and Amroll fouls it off and will do it again with the same count. That ball actually almost went fair with how close it was to that third baseline. It was foul, but sometimes you've seen some weird things with a baseball here. Three balls, two strikes. And here comes the pitch. And it's fouled off once again by Amroll, who is a very classic old school player. No batting gloves. Amroll is 6 feet, 190 pounds. He's from Long Beach, California. Both he and E.J. Andrews Jr. born in Long Beach. Both outfielders and now playing for the Grizzlies. Signed by the Rockies as a free agent in 2023. Here's the 3-2. Called strike three in the inside part of the plate. And he's out on strikes. Perez gets Amroll to end the inning. We have the bottom of the fourth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream Guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
The biggest Fresno Grizzlies game of the year is right around the corner. Don't miss the 4th of July at Chuck Chansey Park, presented by Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino and ABC 30. Celebrate with food trucks, baseball, tons of excitement, and, of course, the Independence Day fireworks extravaganza. Tickets are on sale now, but this event will sell out. Come enjoy the largest fireworks show in the valley while cheering on our Fresno Grizzlies. There is truly nothing like the 4th of July in downtown Fresno. Grab your seats at FresnoGrizzlies.com today.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Welcome back to Modesto, California, here at John Thurman Field. Bottom of the fourth inning, 4-0. Fresno leads Modesto as Albert Pacheco back on the bump. The first pitch sound like a broken bat. Shallow fly ball to right field, and Jamari Baylor on the run makes the play. As Colin Davis is retired. So one out now, and here comes Gabriel Gonzalez, who singled back in the second inning from Albert Pacheco, who has just been fantastic for Fresno so far. The left-hander has been throwing a lot of strikes here, and as we talked about, had two sensational years so far before joining Fresno. Took over the rotational spot for Blake Adams, who is in High A Spokane pitching this evening. As the 1-0 fly ball to center field, Bugarin is there. He's just roaming and will make the catch. Two outs now. As here comes Freddy Bautista, who also singled back in the second inning. Pacheco spent his first professional season with DSL Colorado in 2021, making 11 starts. Went 4-1 with a 2.93 ERA over 46 innings pitched.
Here comes the pitch. It's outside. The count of 1-0. It is first career complete game shutout on July 26th at DSO Brewers 2, as that pitch is fouled off. The count at 1-1. Went 7 innings, allowed 3 hits, 2 walks. He struck out 5. In his first season stateside with the Rockies, though, Pacheco was outstanding. That pitch is inside. The count at 2-1. Was 12th in the ACL in innings with 46. 10th in strikeouts as that pitch is fouled off. The count now at 2-2. That was 57 strikeouts for him. He was 6th in whip at 1.17. Tied for 4th with 5 wins. As that pitch is inside, the count at full 3-2. He was 4th in batting average against him at 2.22. And 4th in ERA at 3.13. Here's the 3-2 inside, ball 4. A 2-out walk to Bautista, who's now reached base twice. First walk issued by Pacheco. And here comes Milcar Perez, who struck out in his first at-bat. So Pacheco's had a lot of success coming now here to Fresno. 6'1", 176 pounds, 20 years old. A very bright future for the young southpaw. Here's the pitch, and it's fouled off. They count it 0-1. The Grizzlies continue to get really good pitching through the years. And Albert Pacheco may be up there once things are all said and done, as that pitch is lined out to center field. Bouguereau is right there, and he will make the catch. Albert Pacheco has 4 scoreless innings. We head to the 5th. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Welcome back to Modesto, California, here at John Thurman Field. We're in the top of the 5th inning, 4-0. Fresno leads Modesto. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts are a proud sponsor of Minor League Baseball and your Fresno Grizzlies. Go to Wyndham Hotels and Resorts' website to learn how to book your next stay. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts has new amenities at a great and low price, and they are waiting for you. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, a proud sponsor of Minor League Baseball and your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the 5th. As Ryan Ritter will stride to the plate for the 3rd time this evening. Ritter has reached base twice, a walk, single, and a run scored. As Ryan Ritter's first pitch he sees from Brian Perez is outside. The count at 1-0. Perez last year pitched in Modesto going 6-3. A 2.09 ERA as that pitch just disappeared on the inside part of the plate. And the count at 1-1. As time is called by Ritter, the count at 1-1. To Ryan Ritter. 1-1. Here comes the pitch to Ritter. And that's a fly ball out to right center field. Who's it going to be? It's the center fielder. And Miguel Perez calling off the right fielder Gonzalez for the out. And Ritter is retired for the first time this evening. As here comes the shortstop and Andy Perez. Perez is 0 for 2, a pair of groundouts for him. Perez has had a couple games in a row where he has not picked up a hit. As the first pitch is a called strike, the count at 0-1. But Perez continues to smile every single day, despite the recent schneid. The first guy always to greet me at the ballpark, which I always appreciate. Gives me a big hug every day. As here comes the 0-1, and it's a fair ball down the left field line. Speaking of his first hit in a bit, Perez looking for two. Here's the throw, the head first slide, and he is in there. A one-out double for Andy Perez. And it breaks up that hitless streak for him. As Perez doubles right there. And now they're going to talk right here as the manager and Zach Vinci going to talk with the home plate umpire and Evan Anderson, who thought that ball went foul. Cesar Galvez, the third base coach and Grizzlies bench coach, was already saying fair before that ball even reached the corner in left field. So Andy Perez, the double with one out, and here's Jamari Baylor looking for an RBI. Here's the pitch, and Baylor takes it inside, the count at 1-0. And now a mound visit between Batista and Brian Perez against Jamari Baylor. So Perez the double, his ninth of the year. One out, runner at second. Jamari Baylor 1 for 2, a run scored. Baylor batting 306 with three homers, a 1.058 OPS. Baylor's had an outstanding start to his Grizzlies career, especially that first week where he won Player of the Week. Here comes the 1-0, and that is swung on and fouled at the plate. And the count now at 1-1. As the Grizzlies trying to add on to their lead right here, lead 4-0 here in the top of the fifth. Here's the pitch, and Baylor fouls it off, the count at 1-2, and a lot of movement from Brian Perez on that left side. Again, as we said, though, light blue glove for Perez. Looks back, Perez at second. Andy Perez dances off. Here's the pitch. It's in the dirt. Good stop there from Batista. The count at 2-2, and you've heard me say Perez a lot. Well, there are six Perezes combined by both teams, two by Fresno, four on this Modesto roster. We've seen two Perezes pitch for the Nuts. And here comes the 2-2, and it's outside. The count now full, 3-2, and Andy Perez was all the way towards the shortstop position when that ball was coming to the plate. Perez, I thought, was going to take third. 3-2, here's the pitch, and Baylor, hard ground ball, staying down on it's the first baseman, Milcar Perez, as Andy Perez will head to third. Second out of the inning, goes 3 unassisted. Baylor's retired, and it brings up Skylar Messenger. Messenger 1 for 2, a 2 RBI triple, and a run back in the first inning, and now looking for another RBI. Here comes the first pitch to Skylar Messenger, and it's outside. The count at 1-0. Perez, lots of movement on all of his pitches. Good fastball, good slider combo. Lefty-righty matchup at the plate. Here comes the 1-0, and Messenger takes a called strike. The count at 1-1. Messenger, a product of Boulder, Colorado. Went to Niwot High School. As here comes the 1-1, and he swings and fouls it off. The count at 1-2. Then went to the University of Kansas. He was a Jayhawk for 4 years. Then transferred over to Texas, where he played under Matt Holliday. As here comes the 1-2 pitch. And Messenger fly ball to center field. But that is playable for the center fielder, and Miguel Perez, and all three outs that inning were made by a Perez. The lone hit, also by a Perez, and all the pitches by a Perez. We head to the bottom of the fifth inning, 4-0. The Grizzlies lead the Nuts. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chuchensi Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Welcome back to Modesto, California, here at John Thurman Field. Bottom of the fifth inning, 4-0. Fresno leads Modesto. Albert Pacheco back on the bump as the Grizzlies look to keep the Modesto Nuts bats at bay. It'll be 7-8-9 in the Modesto lineup. And it'll start with Miguel Perez. As these two teams continue their six-game series here tonight, Wednesday night baseball, game two of six. This is the second of five regular season series between the clubs in 2023, and the second meeting in Modesto. In 3 years, the Grizzlies and Nuts have split their 56 matchups, 28 wins apiece. As the first pitch is a cold strike to Miguel Perez, the count at 0-1. As time called by Miguel Perez, counted no balls and a strike. In 1988, the teams were part of the same league before rejoining in 2021. And at that time, Modesto was affiliated with the Athletics. As that's a high pop-up out to shallow center field. And it should be Bouguereen there for the put-out. And Miguel Perez is retired. One out, and here comes Justin Levy. So one out now. Now, the Modesto A's were the name back in 1988, while the Grizzlies were known as the Fresno Suns and were playing independently. Now the Nuts are associated with the Seattle Mariners organization, and prior to that, they were with the Colorado Rockies. As that pitch is outside, the count at 1-0. Now, of course, the Grizzlies, the single-A affiliate of the Colorado Rockies. And these two cities, Modesto and Fresno, are about 96 miles away from one another if you drive by car, following the California 99 route. Fresno and Modesto are 1 hour and 32 minutes apart. As that pitch is line foul, the count has the first strike to the count of Justin Levy. The halfway point between both cities is Planada, California. As here comes the pitch, and it is outside. And the count now at 3-0. And these teams continue to renew their series every year. As we said, 5 series between the clubs this season. As that pitch is fouled off, and the count now at 3-2. The Grizzlies will be back here in Modesto one more time after this six-game series. That will happen in mid-August. And the Modesto will join or will head to Fresno for the first time in mid-July, and then once again to wrap up the season in September. As that is swung on and missed. Pacheco has 4 strikeouts now as he gets Levy. 2 outs in the inning, and here's Edrin Rodriguez. So 4 strikeouts now for Pacheco, and now Rodriguez, who popped up in his first at-bat. Pacheco looking good so far. Here comes the pitch from the left-hander, and is inside, the count at 1-0. So the teams will continue to meet, and again, back and forth through the years. As here's the 1-0, and it's inside, and the count at 2-0. And a lot of history for the Grizzlies here in Modesto at John Thurman Field. Here comes the 2-0, and that is fouled off. They count it 2-1. In 2021, the Grizzlies clinched a playoff berth right here in Modesto. As here comes the 2-1 offering, and it's fouled off. They count it 2-2. And then against the Nuts in 2022 at Chuck Chansey Park, the Grizzlies clinched a playoff berth again against this same team. Here comes the 2-2, and that is fouled off once again. And now this team continue to play close games. Both teams are 34-30, tied for second place in the California League Northern Division standings. Here comes the 2-2, and it's swung on and missed. Albert Pacheco, 5 scoreless innings. He's got 5 Ks to go along with it. We head to the 6th. The Grizzlies lead 4-0. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball Stream, guys. FreznoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Toyota. Let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
The biggest Fresno Grizzlies game of the year is right around the corner. Don't miss the 4th of July at Chuck Chansey Park, presented by Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino and ABC 30. Celebrate with food trucks, baseball, tons of excitement, and of course, the Independence Day fireworks extravaganza. Tickets are on sale now, but this event will sell out. Come enjoy the largest fireworks show in the valley while cheering on our Fresno Grizzlies. There's truly nothing like the 4th of July in downtown Fresno. Grab your seats at FresnoGrizzlies.com today.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to Modesto, California, here at John Thurman Field. Top of the 6th inning, 4-0, Fresno leads Modesto. Brian Betancourt will lead things off against Brian Perez as Steve Solis will sprint over to the first base coach's box. As here comes the matchup lefty-lefty, and the first pitch is swung on and missed by Brian Betancourt, and the count at 0-1. Perez back out for another inning of work. Here's the 0-1, and Betancourt, little blooper in the left field, and that gets down. A base hit for Betancourt. Betancourt is now 1-for-2. He had a sac fly RBI back in the first inning. So Betancourt, the single. Fresno has a hit in 5 of their 6 innings. 7 hits overall, and here comes Jesus Bouguerin, who's 1-for-2. The Grizzlies trying to extend their lead here in the 6th. Here's the pitch. And it swung on and missed in the dirt. Up to second is Betancourt. That ball is thrown into center field. And Batista went down when he threw that ball. Tried to make a play to get Betancourt. Could not. Runner at second now with nobody out. And Bouguerin now with an RBI opportunity. It's Chuck Chansey Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Play and earn drawing tickets daily. Drawings every Thursday and Friday where you can win a share of $45,000 every week for a chance at $1 million. Chuck Chansey Gold is live entertainment inside Firehouse Lounge every Saturday evening. You must be 21. Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino, play with the best. And here in the top of the 6th inning, we'd like to thank Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. So a wild pitch officially as Betancourt gets the second base. As here comes the 1-1, and it's swung on and missed by Bouguerin. The count at 1-2. Here on June 21st. And actually, that was strike 3. Bouguerin
is out on strike. So, second strikeout now. And I guess Boo Green swung at that first pitch. Here comes the pitch now to Parker Kelly, the count at 1-0. So Boo Green out on strikes, first out of the inning, second K for Perez. Runner at second is Betancourt, 4-0 Fresno here in the sixth inning. Here comes the 1-0, and that is a ground ball to third baseman Rodriguez, who does an ole, the throw to first, and it gets away. Parker Kelly will head to second. Betancourt will go to third now. And Parker Kelly now gets on base. So Betancourt to third. Kelly will reach. I believe that is an error. So now second and third with one out for E.J. Andrews Jr., who homered back in the second inning. So second and third, one out, and E.J. Andrews can extend this Grizzlies lead here in the sixth. And the infield is in now, playing just on the grass. Here comes the first pitch to E.J. Andrews. It's a called strike. The count at 0-1. As now Steve Solis will chase after a baseball that gets away from the Modesto bullpen. As Brian Perez looks in for his sign, he will come set. And here comes the 0-1, and that is inside. And the count now at 1-1. It is a throwing error by the third baseman, Edgerrin Rodriguez. So Betancourt to third. Parker Kelly now the runner at second. 1-1. Here comes the pitch. And Andrews Jr. fouls it off. The count at 1-2. One ball, two strikes. As Perez will come set. Here comes the 1-2, and that is a base hit down the left field line. Past the bat of Rodriguez at third, and that will score two runs. An RBI, two RBI double for E.J. Andrews Jr. Past the bag at third, past the glove of Rodriguez, and E.J. Andrews extends his Grizzlies lead to 6-0. So a two RBI double for Andrews Jr. Parker Kelly scores, Brian Betancourt scores. Two runs this inning on the second hit. We'll see how many of those runs are earned as here comes Amaral. Runner at second with one out. 6-0 Grizzlies here in the sixth. Here's the pitch. And Amaral looking to bunt. It goes outside. The count at 1-0. So the Grizzlies have scored now on a triple, a homer, and a double in this game. They also have a sac fly. 1-0. Here's the pitch to Amaral. There goes Andrews Jr. for third. The throw, and he is out at third base. Nice throw from Batista gets Andrews Jr. The tag applied from Rodriguez. That is the second out of the inning. Goes 2-5 on the caught stealing. So now no one on here. The count is 2-0 to Amaral. Here comes the pitch, and that is a line drive to right field, a base hit. This will get past the right fielder, who looked like he threw his glove at it, and up to second goes Amaral. As Steve Solis now going to go try to argue about the glove being thrown by the right fielder in Gonzalez. We don't know if it slipped off or he threw it at him, and Steve Solis arguing with the umpire. Amaral is either at second base or... If I don't know exactly if because you throw it, if it's a two-bag rule, but he could be at third base possibly here. Either way, Amaral is going to have at least a double here. As Steve Solis arguing with the umpires. Third hit of the inning for Fresno. Two outs, runner at second. That would have scored Andrews Jr. But now brings up Ryan Ritter, who's 1-2. A single and a walk. Here's the pitch, and that is fouled off, and the count at 0-1. So Amaral, his first double, his first hit with Fresno, now 1-3. So runner at second with two outs. The Grizzlies lead 6-0
Here's the pitch, and it's fouled off. The count at 0-2. We'll also see if those runs will be earned to Brian Perez. No balls, two strikes. Here comes the pitch to Ritter. There goes Amroll for third. It's fouled off. The count remains at 0-2, and Perez not even paying attention to the runners at second. No one holding on the runners. We've seen Andrews Jr. take off, and now Amroll, who's got great speed as well. That was one thing that I was told when Amroll joined, was the speed is going to be the difference maker for the youngster. No balls, two strikes. Here comes the pitch. And Ritter, line drive, just fouled on the left field line. The count remains at 0-2. As the Grizzlies looking to tie this series up at 1, winners of 11 of their last 15. This Grizzlies team has been playing good baseball as of late, stringing together some big hits this evening. Here comes the 0-2. And Ritter, fly ball to right field, and it will go foul. Count remains 0-2 to Ritter, who continues to work long counts against the pitchers this evening. Runner at second with two outs. Fresno, two runs already this inning on three hits, a single and a pair of doubles. Also one error. Here's the 0-2 to Ritter outside. The count at 1-2. Fresno has nine hits. Six runs on nine hits. Nice. Yes, here comes the 1-2, and it is outside. The count now at 2-2. Two balls and two strikes. Here comes the pitch, and Ritter, line drive to right field, a base hit. That will score Amroll from second. Ryan Ritter has an RBI, and it's 7-0 Grizzlies. Fresno continues to hit with runners in scoring position. They extend their lead with a 3-run sixth inning. So Ritter drives in Amroll, who scores his first run with Fresno. 3 runs on 4 hits this evening. As that will do it for Brian Perez. We'll have a pitching change here in the sixth inning. We'll be back. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed, only at Chachansi Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Oh, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota, let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
The biggest Fresno Grizzlies game of the year is right around the corner. Don't miss the 4th of July at Chuck Chancy Park, presented by Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino and ABC 30. Celebrate with food trucks, baseball, tons of excitement, and, of course, the Independence Day fireworks extravaganza. Tickets are on sale now, but this event will sell out. Come enjoy the largest fireworks show in the valley while cheering on our Fresno Grizzlies. There is truly nothing like the 4th of July in downtown Fresno. Grab your seats at FresnoGrizzlies.com today.
Welcome back to Modesto, California, here at John Thurman Field. 7-0 Fresno here in the top of the sixth. New pitcher for Modesto, as Perez will see a ball inside. The count at 1-0. It's Anthony Tomchek, as he will take over for Brian Perez against Andy Perez, who's 1-for-3 with a double. First pitch was a ball. Second pitch is a strike. The count at 1-1. Here comes the next pitch from Tomczyk. And Perez takes a pitch low. And the count now at 2-2. So Anthony Tomczyk, the third pitcher for Modesto. Here comes the 2-1, and that is a little ground ball, and it goes down foul the third baseline. The count now at 2-2, with the runner at first, Ritter, heading towards second there. This count now at 2-2. 3 runs already this inning in for Fresno. They lead 7-0 here in the sixth inning. They've got 10 hits as well. Here comes the 2-2, and that's a little pop-up. That's going to stay into foul territory, and the third baseman, Rodriguez, makes the play, almost running into his catcher, Batista. The Grizzlies score 3 runs, though, on 4 hits and an error. We head to the bottom of the sixth, 7-0 Grizzlies. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Fresno Grizzlies game of the year is right around the corner. Don't miss the 4th of July at Chuck Chansey Park, presented by Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino and ABC 30. Celebrate with food trucks, baseball, tons of excitement, and of course, the Independence Day fireworks extravaganza. Tickets are on sale now, but this event will sell out. Come enjoy the largest fireworks show in the valley while cheering on our Fresno Grizzlies. There is truly nothing like the 4th of July in downtown Fresno. Grab your seats at FresnoGrizzlies.com today.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
For the early-to-rise road trippers, the late-night truck drivers, or even the bucket-list-checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Welcome back to Modesto, California, here at John Thurman Field. Bottom of the sixth inning, 7-0 Fresno leads Modesto. As Albert Pacheco back up on the bump to take on Michael Arroyo for the third time this evening. Here comes the pitch from Pacheco and a ground ball foul down the left field line. The count at 0-1. Arroyo's 0-2. Struck out looking back in the first. Flew out in the third inning. As Pacheco trying to tie his season high in innings pitch as that runs outside. The count of 1-1. Pacheco has allowed 2 hits and 1 walk. He has struck out 5 so far. Has a 7-0 lead as well as that pitch runs outside. The count is 2-1. Here comes the 2-1. And that is a called strike. The count at 2-2. By the way, final lines on both Perez's for Modesto. Marcelo Perez goes 3 2/3 innings. As that's a ground ball, base hit to left field. Great piece of hitting right there for Arroyo. He's on with a single. Third hit for Modesto, first since the second inning. And here comes Cole Young, who's 0-2. So Perez, 3 2/3 innings. Marcelo allowed 4 runs, all earned on 5 hits. 1 walk, he struck out 5. Brian Perez added 2 innings of relief. 3 runs allowed, 1 earned. 5 hits, no walks, he struck out a pair. Here comes the pitch, a called strike from Pacheco. The count at 0-1. Young, a fly out and a ground out, 0-2. As Pacheco will come set once again, here comes the 0-1, and it's outside, and the count now at 1-1. as the Grizzlies trying to keep their 7-0 lead here. They've played good baseball this evening. Here comes the 1-1. And a ground ball. This could be two. Slowly hit. The tag by Baylor. Over to first. A double play. Oh, he didn't get him at first, apparently. Or he didn't get him at second. Okay. So I guess he missed the tag. And Steve Solis going to come out to talk to the field umpire, just giving his two cents. And apparently, he didn't get any outs on that. Now, he got one. Okay, so Young is retired at first. The runner at second was not tagged, so he is safe at second. So Arroyo up to second. Young is retired. It goes 4-3. Here comes the pitch, and it is outside. And the count at 1-0 to Colin Davis, who's 0-2. So Cole Young retired. Michael Arroyo at second now. Here comes the next pitch, and that is inside. As Albert Pacheco pitching here against Colin Davis. Batting 255 with 7 homers this year, including a grand slam against these Grizzlies. Here comes the pitch, and it is swung on and missed. The count now at 2-1. Good pitch right there from Pacheco. Two balls, one strike. Pacheco will come set. Here comes the pitch, and Davis sees a pitch low, and the count now at 3-1 as Brian Benneker is going to go talk to Pacheco. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products, and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote, or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. As that pitch is off the end of the bat, it goes foul down the first baseline. The count now full 3-2. We'd like to thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics. Again, bring your best ideas to life. A proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Bottom of the sixth inning as Fresno leads 7-0 as that's a ground ball to the third baseman Messenger. The throw to first in time. Parker Kelly staying on the bag. Two outs now. Goes 5-3 as Arroyo will stay at second base. And here's Gabriel Gonzalez 1-for-2 with a single. As here's Gonzalez now against Pacheco. Shout out to our pregame guest, Ben Hensley, giving a listen from Fresno, California. Thanks for tuning in. Here's the pitch. It's inside. The count at 1-0. We thank Ben for joining us on the pregame show to talk all about the time clock. Here comes the 1-0, and that is fouled off. And the count now at 1-1. We've already seen one pitch clock violation here in this game. Pacheco has worked very well so far, getting the ball and getting on the hill and ready to go. As that's a line drive, base hit to left field. That will get down. We'll see the arm of Amaral. He won't test it right here. It's an RBI single for Gonzalez, and it's 7-1. Gonzalez now 2-for-3 with an RBI into left field. It scores Michael Arroyo. It's now 7-1. Fourth hit allowed by Pacheco. First run. And here's Freddy Bautista, who's reached base twice, a single and a walk. Both Gonzalez and Arroyo base hits the same spot on the diamond, both to left field. We're right between short and third. Perfectly placed as the first pitch is lifted foul by Bautista, the count at 0-1. And right now, if you're the Grizzlies, you've gotten a lot of work out of Pacheco so far. Left-hander still looks really good. Here comes the 0-1 to Bautista. And he fouls off another one. Looks like he's right on it. The count at 0-2. And if you're Pacheco right here, you don't throw anything close to the zone. Batista has been very good. Worked a 3-2 count for a walk and had a single in his first at-bat. As that ball is flowing to right field, racing back is Andrews Jr. He's got plenty of room. Will reach up and make the catch. Albert Pacheco has tied his season high with 6 innings of work, 7-1 Grizzlies. We head to the top of the 7th. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rolen as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
For the early-to-rise road trippers, the late-night truck drivers, or even the bucket-list-checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Top of the seventh inning now. 7-1 Fresno leads Modesto here in Modesto, California, John Thurman Field. Jamari Baylor will lead things off against the right-hander in Tom Cech. And the first pitch from him is lined to right center field, a base hit. Baylor has his second hit of the game. Takes a big turn at first base. He will head back to the bag. So Baylor now two singles. As he rips the first pitch he sees, Fresno has 11 hits tonight. As here comes third baseman Skyler Messenger with a 2-RBI triple back in the first inning. Here in the top of the seventh inning, here comes the pitch, and Messenger takes it low in the count at 1-0. Well, the Grizzlies, a 12-game road trip after having a 12-game homestand. 5 more games, so tonight, and 4 more here at John Thurman Field before the Grizzlies will head to Stockton for a 6-game series against the Stockton Ports. That series will start on Wednesday and run through Monday. So Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. July 3rd will end up that series. Here comes the 2-0, and it's low, ball 3, the count at 3-0. And then the Grizzlies will return home for July 4th at Chancy Park for a 6-game series against the San Jose Giants. And July 4th, the next game that we want to talk about. Here comes the 3-0, and it's outside, ball 4. Baylor will waltz to second. Messenger has a walk. Only the second walk issued by Modesto pitching. As here comes Bryant Betancourt now, 1-for-2. A single, a run, and a sack fly. So first and second, no outs for Betancourt. But on July 4th, Independence Day at Chancy Park. Here comes the pitch to Betancourt. It is a called strike. The count at 0-1. It's our 4th of July fireworks extravaganza presented by Chancy Gold Resort and Casino and ABC 30. Make sure you grab your tickets now. Tickets are going fast. Here comes the 0-1 to Betancourt. It is a called strike. The count at 0-2. FresnoGrizzlies.com on our website where you can grab your tickets. You also can give us a call at 559-320-4487 or come on down to the Chancy Park box office to purchase your July 4th tickets. Again, they are going fast. No balls, 2 strikes. to Betancourt. Runners at first and second. Nobody out. Here's the pitch, and he swings and misses. A devastating slider in on the hands of Betancourt. He's out. First strikeout for Tom Cech. First out of the inning. Here comes Jesus Bugarin, who's 1-for-3 with a single and a stolen base. So runners at first and second still with one out. As the first pitch will get away, up to third goes Baylor. The throw goes to the left field. Baylor now will head to the plate. He will score. Up to third goes Skylar Messenger. Baylor scores. It's now 8-1. So Baylor scores. E2, by the way, on the throw down to third. That allows Messenger to also get to third base. So that scores a run. Runner at third with one out is Bugarin, a high pop-up in on the diamond. And it's the second baseman in Arroyo making the play. So two outs now. Runner at third for Parker Kelly reached on an error and scored back in the sixth. So Baylor scores. After the ball went to left field, it's now 8-1 Fresno here in the seventh. Here comes the first pitch, and Kelly takes a strike in the count at 0-1. So one ball, or no balls, one strike. Here comes the pitch to Kelly, and it is in there, strike two. Down now at 0-2. By the way, it was a wild pitch E2. And they throw an error by catcher Fayuti Batista. That scored Baylor. Messenger now up to third base because of those. Here's the pitch, and it's lined to left field, a base hit. RBI single for Parker Kelly, and to get past the left fielder. Kelly will advance to second, and it's now 9-1 Fresno. So Parker Kelly, the single, will get to second base on the air out in left field. That scores Messenger. Second run on the second hit as well. So now Kelly at second with two outs for E.J. Andrews Jr., who has two legs of the cycle, 2-for-3, a home run double, 3 RBI. Here's the pitch, and Kelly, who's at second base, take a big lead there as Andrews Jr. sees a strike and the count at 0-1. Kelly was already halfway to short. Here comes the 0-1 to Andrews Jr., and it is outside and a little bit low, and the count now at 1-1. So one ball, one strike. Here's the pitch, and it's outside, and the count now at 2-2 to Andrews Jr. All against the righty in Tom Cech, who was 6'2", 200 pounds from Boca Raton, Florida. 15th round draft pick by the Mariners in 2019. 2-1. Here's the pitch, and it's outside. The count now at 3-1. Amaral waits on deck. Grizzlies lead 9-1 here on the top of the seventh. 2-1. Here's the pitch, and a fly ball out to center field. This is playable, and it will be the center fielder in Perez to make the catch. The Grizzlies score 2 more runs. They extend their lead to 9-1. We head to the stretch here at John Thurman Field. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Welcome back to Modesto, California, here at John Thurman Field. Bottom of the seventh inning. It is 9-1 Fresno against Modesto. As the first pitch from Albert Pacheco is fouled off by Milcar Perez. And the count at no balls and one strike. As Pacheco now here in the seventh inning, trying to tie a career high in innings pitched. Here's the pitch, and it is high. Count at one ball and one strike. Milcar Perez is 0 for 2. Here comes the 1-1, and that is rolled foul. And the count now at one ball and two strikes as the catcher Cody Huff, who was in the dugout, went to secure that ball. It's a count now at one ball and two strikes. Here comes the pitch, and it is inside. The count now at two balls and two strikes. And here comes the pitch from Pacheco, and a line drive, and it goes foul, and the count remains at 2-2. From Milcar Perez, who's batting .251 with no homers this season. Here comes the next pitch from Pacheco, and it's fouled off again, and it remains at two balls and two strikes here in the bottom of the seventh inning, as the Grizzlies lead 9-1. They have scored multi-runs in three innings so far this game, as that is called strike three in the inside part of the plate, and Pacheco gets Perez. Sixth strikeout for the lefty. And with one out, here comes Miguel Perez, who's 0 for 2. So six Ks now for Pacheco. And now Miguel Perez here. Six Ks so far. Here's the pitch, and it is high. And the count at one ball and no strikes. Here comes the 1-0, and it's swung on and missed. The count now at one ball and one strike here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Glad you could join us for game two of six between Modesto and Fresno. Here's the next pitch. It is low, and the count now at 2-1. Pacheco now back on the bump. Here comes the 2-1, and it's swung on and missed. The count now at 2-2. To Perez, and Pacheco still just dealing that fastball in there. He's done a great job this evening, changing pitches, changing locations. As Pacheco looking for seven innings of work so far. Here comes the 2-2 from the lefty. Called strike three. Back-to-back K's looking. Seven strikeouts now for Pacheco. And here comes Levy. So two outs now. And now Justin Levy's 0 for 2. By the way, similar at bats for Perez, for Milcar and Miguel Perez. Both of them have struck out in their first and third at bats, and they flew out to center in their second at bats. The first strikeout for both players were swinging, and their most recent were looking. So the count now 0-1 to Justin Lavey. He fouls it off. Here comes the 0-1, and it is in there for a strike. The count at 0-2, and Pacheco looking to punch out the side here in the seventh. Here comes the 0-2, and it's inside. The count at 1-2. Pacheco has gotten the run support. He just back up and ready to deal. Here comes the 0-2, and it's fouled off, and do it again. Good pitch right there from Pacheco. Pacheco back on the bump looking for the strikeout. Here's the pitch. It's outside. So now the count is actually at 2-2 here to Lavey, who's 0-2. Here's the pitch. And it swung on and missed, and Albert Pacheco has 7 innings of one-run baseball. It ties a career high. It also ties for the most innings pitched by a Grizzlies starter this season. We head to the eighth. 9-1 Fresno leads Modesto. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
The biggest Fresno Grizzlies game of the year is right around the corner. Don't miss the 4th of July at Chuck Chansey Park, presented by Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino and ABC 30. Celebrate with food trucks, baseball, tons of excitement, and, of course, the Independence Day fireworks extravaganza. Tickets are on sale now, but this event will sell out. Come enjoy the largest fireworks show in the valley while cheering on our Fresno Grizzlies. There's truly nothing like the 4th of July in downtown Fresno. Grab your seats at FresnoGrizzlies.com today.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to John Thurman Field here in Modesto, California. Top of the eighth inning, 9-1, Fresno leads Modesto. As Daniel Amaral will lead things off against the righty Anthony Tomchek. As we are waiting for the clock to get down to 21, the new rules, part of the pitch clock. I think everyone is ready to go as Amaral will step in at 20 seconds, and here we go. Here comes the first pitch from Tomchek to Amaral, and it's a breaking ball in there for a strike. The count at 0-1. It's Chuck Chansey Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Play and earn, drawing tickets daily. As that is inside, the count of 1-1. Play and earn drawing tickets daily. Drawings every Thursday and Friday where you can win a share of $45,000 every week for a chance at $1 million. That pitch is inside. The count of 2-1. So Chansey Gold is live entertainment inside Firehouse Lounge every Saturday evening. You must be 21. So Chansey Gold Resort and Casino, play with the best. Ground ball back to Tomchek. The throw to first in time to get Amaral, who is heading down the line quickly. And Amaral is retired. It goes 1-3. One out now. As Jesus Ordonez will pinch hit here for Ryan Ritter here in the eighth inning. And Ordonez will probably stay in as the DH as well. So Ordonez now will take a called strike. The count at 0-1. So Ordonez, the pinch hitter, is that's a called strike. The count quickly 0-2 to Ordonez. And he will take his time right here. So Ryan Ritter finishes his game 2-for-3. Reached base 3 times. He had an RBI and a run. So now Ordonez against Ritter. Here comes the 0-2. And it is called strike 3. Ordonez comes in. He sees 3 strikes and he is out. Second out of the inning, second K for Tomchek. And here comes Andy Perez. Perez 1-for-4 with a double back in the fifth inning. Two outs now. Here's the pitch, and Perez takes the ball inside. The count at 1-0. Here in the top of the eighth inning. As that pitch, fly ball, right field, and that ball is off the wall. Extra bases for Andy Perez. He has his second double of the game, and the Grizzlies have another chance for some more runs. Perez just missed a homer to right field. His second double of the game, 13 hits for Fresno, as here comes Jamari Baylor, 2-for-4. Perez was looking for extra bases right there. Here in the top of the eighth, just missed his second homer of the season. Here in the top of the eighth. Here comes the pitch now to Baylor, and time is called on the disengagement. By the way, 10 doubles now for Perez on the season. Two outs. Here's the pitch to Baylor, and Baylor, big cut, and he comes up empty. The count at 0-1. No balls, one strike. Here's the pitch, and Baylor checks swing. Did he go around? And apparently he did. The count now at 0-2. Baylor, 2-for-4, batting .316. As the Grizzlies looking for a Wednesday win. Here comes the 0-2, and that's a fly ball center field, but it is playable for the center fielder Miguel Perez. The Grizzlies do not score in the eighth inning. They still lead 9-1. We head to the bottom half of the eighth. Here's the Grizzlies baseball stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Bottom of the eighth inning here in John Thurman Field in Modesto, California. 9-1, the Grizzlies lead the Nuts as Davis Palermo will take over on the bump for Albert Pacheco as the first pitch is low and in the dirt. The count at 1-0. Albert Pacheco was outstanding this evening. 7 innings of one-run baseball, 4 hits, 1 walk. He struck out 8, the best outing we've seen from him so far. Ground ball, broken bat, tough play for the second baseman Baylor. It is in time for the out, and it goes 4-3 as Rodriguez is retired. He's now 0-3, and Palermo, I believe that was a broken bat as well for Rodriguez, so one out now, and here's Michael Arroyo, who is 1-3 with the lone Modesto run back in the sixth inning. So Pacheco, outstanding, his 7 innings ties a career high for him as that ball is bounced into the plate, the count at 1-0. And his 7 innings is also tied for the most innings pitched by a Grizzly starter this season. As here comes the 1-0 from Palermo, and it is a strike, and the count now at 1-1. That's the third time this year that a Fresno starter has gone seven innings. Blake Adams, Jordy Vargas, and now Albert Pacheco. As the 1-1 is fouled off, the count now at 1-2. And now it's Davison Palermo, Davis Palermo for short. Palermo is 6'4", 200 pounds, 23 years old from Chapel Hill, North Carolina. As here comes the 1-2, and that is fouled off, and we'll do it again with the same count. Davis Palermo wears number 38 on the back of his red jersey, an eighth-round draft pick out of the North Carolina by the Rockies, the Tar Heels. Here comes the 1-2, and that is fouled to the backstop, and they'll do it again with the same count. Palermo, born in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, pretty much stayed at home for college in the majority of his life, and now on the West Coast. So one ball, two strikes as Palermo looking for a punch out of Arroyo, who is 1-3, as that is just low. The count now at 2-2. Palermo, 1-1 record. He's got two saves on the year, a 4.74 ERA for Palermo. He's appearing in his 19th game all out of the pen. Here's the pitch, and that is a check swing, and it's now full, three balls and two strikes. The count is now full here to Arroyo with one out. As here's the pitch, line to center field, a base hit. A couple bounces over to Bugarin. And Arroyo now 2-4 with another single. Fifth hit now for Modesto. As here comes Cole Young, who's 0-3. Great at bat again from Arroyo. Just joining Modesto a couple weeks ago. Here's the pitch, and it is low. And the count at one ball and no strikes to Cole Young. Cole Young, one of the top prospects in the Mariners system, started his career last year with Modesto, back again for another year as he continues to develop. Great middle infielder, good developing bat from the left side of the plate. Here comes the 2-0 from Davis Palermo, and it is low, and it's now 3-0. Let's do some scores around the California League. Let's start with the game that's already over between Inland Empire and Visalia. The 66ers beating the Rawhide 9-1. Inland Empire, 17 runs last night, 9 runs tonight, 26 runs in two games. They scored 2 in the first, 2 in the second, a run in the third, 4 more in the sixth inning. They had 11 hits overall. The winning pitcher is Urena. He is 1-2. The loss to Wendell. He is 1-5. The save to Gonzalez, his first. And Inland Empire, who had a plethora of roster changes, as that's ball 4 to Young, with one out. Now runners at first and second for Colin Davis. Only the second walk issued by Fresno. So now here's Davis 0-3. But they had a lot of roster changes. Well, ever since they added some new players, they've continued to hit. Kevin Watson Jr., he had a pair of hits. Mike Peabody had a homer. Ronaldo Flores had a double. Jeremy Orocho had a triple. As that is high, the count at 1-0. Nelson Rada had two runs scored at the top of the lineup. So Inland Empire all over Visalia in their second game of the series. So Inland Empire now at 32-30. Visalia now at 23-42. The other game that just finished up, Rancho Cucamonga, who had a no-hitter going for a little bit, they beat Lake Elsinore 4-2. As here comes the 2-0 from Palermo, and it's a high pop-up. It goes foul in the count at 2-1. Soren Lau got the win. He is 2-0. The loss to Haynes, he's 0-3. The save to Wepf, his third. Rancho Cucamonga, two runs in the fourth. Two runs in the sixth. They win 4-2. A home run from Betancourt is second of the season. As that ball is lifted towards right field and it goes out of play. And the count now at 2 balls and 2 strikes. So Rancho Cucamonga and Inland Empire win the first 2 games of the series, both home teams. And then the final game in the 9th inning, it's 4-1 Stockton over San Jose. As here comes the 2-2. And that is outside. The count now full 3 balls and 2 strikes. And Stockton has now won 5 of their last 7 and looking for 6 of their last 8 against San Jose, who's already clinched a playoff berth. So it doesn't matter as much, but Stockton continue to play well. 3 runs in the 2nd inning for them. Their only run they allowed in the first, as that is called strike 3 to Colin Davis. He's out on strikes. First strikeout for Palermo, 2nd out of the inning. And here's Gabriel Gonzalez, 2 for 3, an RBI single back in the 6th. Runners at 1st and 2nd with 2 outs. But Stockton winning 4-1 in that game. The only RBI on a home run from Matt Higgins as the first pitch is inside. The count at 1-0. For Stockton, though, they had a couple hits by Colby Thomas, who has 3 RBI, and TJ Schofield Sam. And here comes the 1-0. And a ground ball, base hit up the middle. This should score a run. It's now 9-2 as Gonzalez has his 2nd RBI of the game. He's 3 for 4. 3rd single for Gonzalez. Young up to 2nd. Arroyo scores for the 2nd time. 2nd run on the single. And now 1st and 2nd, 2 outs for Freddy Bautista, who's reached base twice. A single, a walk, and he's flown out. So Stockton leads 4-1. That's in the 9th, but of course San Jose could still come back and win that one. Our score here, 9-2 now. Fresno leads Modesto as that is swung on and missed. The count at 0-1. As the Grizzlies looking for a win in game 2 of this 6-game series. Here's the pitch, and that is swung on and missed. Good breaking ball there from Palermo. The count at 0-2. 6'4", 200-pound Palermo. Looking to get out of the frame without any more damage. Here comes the 0-2. And it swung on and missed. Back to the breaking ball. And Bautista out on strikes. Another run for Modesto. They still trail 9-2. We head to the 9th inning. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Fresno Grizzlies game of the year is right around the corner. Don't miss the 4th of July at Chuck Chansey Park, presented by Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino and ABC 30. Celebrate with food trucks, baseball, tons of excitement, and of course, the Independence Day fireworks extravaganza. Tickets are on sale now, but this event will sell out. Come enjoy the largest fireworks show in the valley while cheering on our Fresno Grizzlies. There is truly nothing like the 4th of July in downtown Fresno. Grab your seats at FresnoGrizzlies.com today.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score.
Welcome back to Modesto, California, here at John Thurman Field. Top of the 9th inning, 9-2. Fresno leads Modesto as Skylar Messenger sees a pitch high. The count of 1-0 from the new Nuts pitcher. Left-hander Blake Townsend takes over for Anthony Tomchek. Townsend, the very tall lefty from Australia. Here comes the 1-0, and that is inside. The count at 2-0. Tomchek worked 2 1/3, allowed 2 runs on 3 hits and 1 walk. He struck out a pair. Here comes a 2-0 to Messenger, who's 1-for-3 with a 2-RBI triple. A check swing, and it goes fair. And the throw from Batista in time. Messenger did not run out of the box initially, and he is retired. Goes 2-3. As here comes Bryant Betancourt, who is 1-for-3, a sacrifice fly in the first inning. I'd like to give a shout-out to the world's best girlfriend listening back in Fresno, California. Thanks for tuning in. Big shout-out to Pauly as well, as that's a cold strike to Betancourt. The count at 0-1. As Betancourt gets ready to take on Blake Townsend, here comes the 0-1. And it swung on a miss. Good breaking ball. The count at 0-2. Townsend, 6'4", 220 pounds, 22 years old. As here comes the 0-2 to Betancourt. And Betancourt checks his swing. He did not go around. The count now at 1-2. Action in the Grizzlies' pen as they lead 9-2 here in the ninth inning. They have 13 hits this evening. 1-2. Here comes the pitch. And Betancourt takes called strike 3. Great slider from Townsend. And Betancourt is retired. First strikeout for Townsend. That is now 10 overall for Modesto. And with 2 outs, here's Jesus Bouguerin, 1-for-4. Here comes the pitch from the left-hander in Townsend. And it's outside. The count at 1-0. The Grizzlies' most hits in a game this season, 16. They've got 13 tonight. Here comes the 1-0. And it's outside. The count at 2-0. And the Grizzlies haven't scored a run in the eighth inning, but they did score 2 in the 7th, helping their stats in the final 3 frames. As that swung on and missed, the count at 2-1. The Grizzlies have scored 36% of their runs in innings 7-9. 36% of their runs in innings 7-9. Here comes the pitch, and it is fouled off. And the count now at 2-2. That's 123 of 338 total runs. The seventh inning has been the most productive for Fresno. 52 runs scoring. 2-2. 2 outs. 2-2-2. Here comes the pitch. And it's fouled off. And we'll do it again with the same count as Bouguerin went after that off-speed pitch from Townsend. So 2-2. 2 outs here in the ninth inning. The Grizzlies, 3 outs away from a big win here in Modesto. Here's the pitch. And it is called strike 3. A great off-speed pitch from Townsend. 1-2-3 as we head to the ninth, bottom of the ninth inning. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
The biggest Fresno Grizzlies game of the year is right around the corner. Don't miss the 4th of July at Chuck Chansey Park, presented by Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino and ABC 30. Celebrate with food trucks, baseball, tons of excitement, and, of course, the Independence Day fireworks extravaganza. Tickets are on sale now, but this event will sell out. Come enjoy the largest fireworks show in the valley while cheering on our Fresno Grizzlies. There's truly nothing like the 4th of July in downtown Fresno. Grab your seats at FresnoGrizzlies.com today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Welcome back to Modesto, California, here at John Thurman Field. Bottom of the ninth inning, 9-2, the Grizzlies lead the Nuts as Brady Hill will take over on the bump for Davis Palermo, as the right-hander will face 6-7-8 in the Modesto lineup, just three outs away from a big Wednesday night win for the Grizzlies. Wednesday on the road's been tough for Fresno so far. On Wednesdays, Fresno is 0-4 on the road, so they are looking for their first Wednesday road win of the year, as Brady Hill will take over on the bump. Brady Hill, a 2-0 record, an 8.82 ERA, as the first pitch is in there for a strike. The count at 0-1 to Milcar Perez, who's 0-3. Brady Hill, a really good right-hander, great fastball. Here comes the 0-1, and there's a good pitch right there. The count at 0-2. He takes over for Davis Palermo, who works one inning, allowed one run on two hits and a walk. He struck out a pair. Here comes the 0-2 to Perez from Hill, and a breaking ball lifted high in the air should be Bugarin, and it is caught for the out. One out now as here comes Miguel Perez. So I'm going to go out on a limb here, and I'm going to say that Miguel Perez will fly out to center field. The reason why is because they have both struck out twice. They have both flown out to center, and now with Perez flying out to center, we'll see if he will fly out as well. So that is my prediction. Here's the pitch, and it is outside. The count at 1-1 and no strikes, and I heard my counterpart TQ say the same thing over in the broadcast booth next to me. As here comes the 1-0, and that is low. The count now at 2-0 and no strikes. 4-1 still. Stockton leads San Jose in the top of the ninth inning. Here comes the 2-0, and a fly ball to center field. Bugarin is going to catch it. No, yes. He did catch it for the second out, and there you go. Fly out to center. Same at bats. So two outs now, as here's Justin Levy, who's 0-3. So there you go. Unbelievable. Same results for both Perez's in the Modesto lineup, as that pitch is low, and the count at 1-1 and no strikes. 9-2 our score, two outs now here in the ninth. Here's the 1-0, and that is fouled off in the count now at 1-1. Here in the ninth inning on June 21st. Here comes the 1-1, and that is swung on and missed. The count at 1-2, and the Grizzlies strike away from winning this contest. 1-1, two strikes. Here's the pitch, and it swung on and missed, and that will do it. The Grizzlies come back and win Game 2, their first Wednesday road win of the year. Fresno wins 9-2, and we'll be back the post game right after this. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why.
With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of Minor League Baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
20 years in the making. It's Chuck Chancy Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
The biggest Fresno Grizzlies game of the year is right around the corner. Don't miss the 4th of July at Chuck Chancy Park, presented by Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino and ABC 30. Celebrate with food trucks, baseball, tons of excitement, and, of course, the Independence Day Fireworks Extravaganza. Tickets are on sale now, but this event will sell out. Come enjoy the largest fireworks show in the valley while cheering on our Fresno Grizzlies. There is truly nothing like the 4th of July in downtown Fresno. Grab your seats at FresnoGrizzlies.com today.
Welcome back to Modesto, California, here at John Thurman Field for the postgame show. A wrap-up of tonight's game is your Fresno Grizzlies defeat the Modesto Nuts by a score of 9-2. Fresno is now even the series at one game apiece. The Grizzlies improved to 35-30, sole possession of second place, and with the loss tonight by San Jose, Fresno just four games back, despite them not being able to win the first half. This is great momentum going to the second half. Modesto falling. They are now 34-31. As we go through our final lines tonight, Fresno 9 runs on 13 hits, no errors. They left 6 on base. Modesto 2 runs on 6 hits, 3 errors. They left 6 on base. The winning pitcher is Albert Pacheco. He's 2-1. The loss to Marcelo Perez. He is 1-1. No save. Time of the game, 2 hours and 24 minutes. In front of a paid crowd of 464 here at John Thurman Field. Let's start with the MVP of tonight. It was Albert Pacheco. 7 innings of 1-run baseball. Pacheco was in control from the very beginning. He allowed just 4 hits and 1 walk. He struck out 8, including the final 3 batters he faced in the 7th inning. It tied a career high for the left-hander and also the most innings pitched by a Grizzly starter this season, just the 3rd time that has happened this year, joining Blake Adams and Jordy Vargas. Davis Palermo pitched a great 8th, and then Brady Hill rounding out the 9th inning with a 1-2-3 ninth. But Pacheco was outstanding, and he got support from the Fresno offense, who scored 3 runs in the 1st, another in the 2nd, 3 runs in the 6th, and 2 more in the 7th inning. 9 runs on 13 hits. Fresno did a little bit of everything. 2 hits for 4 different Fresno batters, Ryan Ritter, Andy Perez, Jamari Baylor, and E.J. Andrews Jr. all had 2 hits. Ryan Ritter had an RBI, Skylar Messenger had 2 RBI, E.J. Andrews Jr. had 3. Andrews Jr., his 8th homer of the season. Skylar Messenger, his 2nd triple of the year. Andy Perez had a pair of doubles. E.J. Andrews added a double to his homer. And Amaral, his 1st hit with Fresno, was a double as well. Every starter for Fresno tonight had at least 1 hit. The only batter without a hit was pinch hitter Jesus Ordonez, who struck out in his only plate appearance. Fresno, if we go through their runs that they scored, Skylar Messenger and the Grizzlies dropped a 3 spot in the 1st inning. Messenger, the 2 RBI triple, and then scored on the sac fly from Bryant Betancourt. The Grizzlies would then score a run in the 2nd inning. E.J. Andrews Jr., a home run to center field, his 8th of the year. And then the sixth inning, Fresno made it 7-0 with another three-run inning. E.J. Andrews Jr. scoring a pair with a double to left field. Ryan Ritter, the single to right, scored Daniel Amaral. That made it 7-0. It could have been worse, though, if Andrews Jr. wasn't thrown out at third base. Gabriel Gonzalez had the RBI single to end the shutout, making it 7-1. And then the Grizzlies adding a couple more runs in the seventh inning on a wild pitch and a Parker Kelly RBI single. There also was an error by the left fielder Colin Davis, allowing Kelly to get to second. And then Gonzalez added another RBI single in the eighth for Modesto as they fall 9-2 this evening. Marcelo Perez, only 3 2/3 innings, his worst outing this season, allowed 4 runs on 5 hits. He did strike out 5. Brian Perez and Anthony Tomchek allowed 3 runs and 2 runs each. And then Blake Townsend had a clean ninth inning for Modesto, but it was a little too late as Fresno wins 9-2, their first Wednesday road victory of the year. The Grizzlies have now won 12 of their last 16 games as they will finish up the second half tomorrow, the last game of the first half, and then the second half starts on Friday, so the first half ends tomorrow, 7:05 p.m. for Thursday Night Baseball. A great pitching matchup as Fresno will go to the left-hander Michael Persecki, a 4-4 record, a 3.99 ERA. The Louisville product coming off a tough start, but he has been outstanding overall this year, one of the best ERAs on this Grizzlies staff. And he'll be countered by the sidearm right-hander in Tyler Cleveland, who had a great outing last time against the Grizzlies. He's also 4-4, a 5.40 ERA. So the first half ends with Michael Persecki and Tyler Cleveland at 7:05 p.m. for Thursday Night Baseball Game 3 of 6 between the Grizzlies and the Nuts tomorrow. As we said, it will end the first half. The second half will start on Friday here in Modesto as the Grizzlies look to continue their winning ways. They win by a final score of 9-2 this evening. A big shout out to all of our sponsors as well, Chukchansi Gold Resort and Casino, Yellow Dog Science and Graphics, Express Furniture Rental, Manco Abbott, Lou Provence Apartment Homes, Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, all proud sponsors of your Fresno Grizzlies here on June 21st as your Grizzlies win 9-2 this evening. The winning pitcher, Albert Pacheco, the loss to Marcelo Perez. The Grizzlies now at 35-30. However you're listening tonight and wherever you're listening tonight, thanks for tuning in on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice. Have a blessed rest of your Wednesday night, and we'll see you tomorrow for more Grizzlies baseball.
20 years in the making. It's Chukchansi Gold's $1.5 million celebration. Starting May 1st, earn entries as you play to win a share of $45,000 and your chance at $1 million every Thursday and Friday. Earn base points to swipe to win daily prizes, and every Saturday you could win $1,000 in lucky kiosk cash. On June 30th, win your share of $75,000 cash guaranteed. Only at Chukchansi Gold Resort and Casino. Feel the fun.